Welcome to Digimaster Shorts. We are your hosts, Adam Nagus.
And Carly Wilson, delivering the latest scoop from the digital realm. Microsoft seems poised to unveil its next generation of Surface devices after a two-year hiatus, with the Surface Pro 10 and Surface Laptop 6 expected to headline this week's event. The company's Surface and Windows AI event on March 21 will emphasize advancements for the new work era, specifically with AI integrations via Copilot, Windows, and Surface. There's considerable buzz around Microsoft's latest AI updates to Windows 11 and Copilot functionalities, potentially syncing with the launch of new hardware. A key focus will be on defining the new AI PC era, with the upcoming Surface Pro 10 and Surface Laptop 6 featuring hardware designed to enhance support for generative AI tools. These new devices may boast cutting-edge processors to better handle AI applications and reduce reliance on cloud AI servers. While the public awaits live stream details, the event promises to offer a closer look at how Microsoft envisions the future of work, productivity, and technology in the AI space. As anticipation mounts, ZDNet is set to provide comprehensive coverage of Microsoft's unveiling, examining the impact of these innovations on the tech landscape.
Allegations have surfaced surrounding Google's AI chatbot, known as Google Gemini, for distorting racial history in its responses. The contention arose from an incident where former Google employee Frank Fleming provided prompts that led to Google Gemini generating images of historically white figures as people of color, a move interpreted by some as a push for diversity taken to an errant extreme. The resulting discussion highlighted the corporate culture within Google, described by ex-employees as deeply infused with diversity, equity, and inclusion practices, at times to contentious effect. David Kieferbaum, another former Google employee, suggested that the company's hiring practices explicitly favor non-white and non-heterosexual candidates. Moreover, a diversity working group at Google Ventures reportedly demanded rapid hiring of female general partners, resulting in hires that some argue were unqualified, thus sparking debates over the impact of aggressive diversity targets on company standards. The conversation extends to mandatory sessions on workplace inclusivity and the usage of pronouns, reflecting a broader dialogue on the balance between inclusivity and meritocracy within the tech giant. These revelations continue to provoke discourse on the influence of DEI initiatives within corporate environments, particularly in Silicon Valley. In a fusion of creativity and technology, leading video game studios are integrating generative AI to streamline game development, using the powerful tool for automating NPC dialogue and adding intricate details to in-game graphics. Blizzard Entertainment has experimented with using AI for character renderings, while acknowledging the technology's limitations in detecting bugs. Square Enix took a historical approach by updating a 1983 text adventure game with AI, signaling a deeper investment in AI technologies and demonstrating its application in their vibrant PS5 shooter, PhoneStars. Roblox introduced AI tools to bolster game creation for developers, indicating a trend towards a more seamless design experience. Ubisoft has launched Ghostwriter, an AI dialogue generator, pointing to a future where in-game conversations are more dynamic and realistic. Microsoft, too, joins the generative AI wave, offering game developers new AI co-pilot tools to enhance game elements, although the move sparked concerns over job security. Lastly, Nvidia's demonstration of AI-enhanced NPCs used by several large game studios marks a significant leap toward more immersive gaming experiences.
Stability AI has unveiled a revolutionary artificial intelligence 3D video model called Stable Video 3D SVRD, which transforms a simple image prompt into a fully animated three-dimensional video. This cutting-edge model, built on the foundation of the open-source Stable Video Diffusion technology, generates 3D meshes from single images, introducing a new layer of consistency for object representation within videos. Imad Mostak, CEO of StabilityEye, hints at exciting developments, suggesting the holodeck dream is inching closer to reality with their technology. The SVRD comes in two variants: SV3DU, which creates orbital videos from a single image, and SV3DP, which additionally allows for a predetermined camera path in video generation. Critics see potential benefits for businesses in showcasing products with 360-degree views, despite questions about the authenticity of predicted unseen angles. StabilityEye emphasizes transparency in its use of training data, sourcing from the Objiverse dataset a collection of annotated 3D objects available under an open license. With an evolving technology that could alter video creation and interactive experiences, Stability AI continues to pave the way towards a future shaped by artificial intelligence. Suno, an AI music generator created by former Meta and TikTok employees, has marked its presence in the rapidly evolving AI music industry. Their latest update offers users the ability to generate musical clips up to a minute and 20 seconds with input on genre, style, instrumentation, and lyrics. The AI's V2 version has been capable of producing impressive music, although critics note it lacks a bit in inspiration. Suno's forthcoming V3 model promises increased sophistication and realism, as showcased by a recent Rolling Stone feature where the AI composed a blues track with lifelike vocals. Despite concerns about AI's emotional depth, Suno's outputs are showing a remarkable ability to elicit emotion and are approaching a closer resemblance to authentic music making. Suno co-founder Mikey Shulman expresses the platform's aim to democratize music creation, making it accessible for all and enhancing engagement with music, rather than replacing artists. The company's vision is part of a broader debate on AI's role in music and its impact on the industry and musicians' livelihoods.
Thank you for listening to today's AI and Tech News Podcast Summary. Please do leave us a comment, and for additional feedback, please email us at podcast@digimasters.co.uk. You can now follow us on Instagram and Threads by searching for @DigimasterShorts or search for Digimasters on LinkedIn. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, and don't forget to follow or subscribe.